I certainly think there's a lot of good that can be accomplished. And one of the things that the government shutdown does do is it exposes the people you don't need. It's not so much the people, just the agencies and the missions of a lot of these. We're just so overrun by bureaucracy, and we've had some nice victories lately against the bureaucracy, fortunately, including one for North Dakota last week. But what I do worry about is that there are some pretty important functions that could get in some trouble. I mean, I think specifically of air traffic controllers who aren't getting paid right now, and yet they're keeping the most sophisticated and robust, air traffic system in the world, the safest, I might add, going, and they're showing up for work so far anyway. There's been some tensions there, and I do worry about things like that.
So John Hovind told us that the reason the government hasn't been reopened is because they're waiting for that No Kings rally to happen so they can claim credit. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them saying that. It really what it comes down to is they're so afraid of that crazy left wing. That's a leaf blower you're listening to right now there. But anyway, they're so afraid of their left wing that they're afraid if 2,000 of these rallies of crazy left wing nut jobs get together and they've allowed the government to reopen while Donald Trump is president, that they're going to take, that there's going to be violence. I mean, it's they're that afraid of the AOC crowd, and so there is some truth to that. And so next week you may see a couple more Democrats come on board with the clean CR that the House of Representatives
Okay,
passed, by the
but
way.
give me a number when you say a couple more Democrats, because so far it's Shaheen, it's the only normal Democrat in the Senate, John Fetterman, who literally wears boxer shorts and tries to get on the Senate floor, and the guy is awesome. And who else? I'm trying to think. Angus
So
King.
Shaheen has not voted for it, actually. She is one of the, she is one of the people I think that's a likely vote, say next week. Now, remember, Jean Shaheen is not running for re-election.
Right, so she can do this
So
and
she get
not have the
Gary
crazies.
Gary Peterson, Michigan's another one. But no, so it's Angus King, to your point, Angus King, John Fetterman, and why can't I remember the third Democrat? That's maybe it is. I don't think it's Jean though. But anyway,
She would probably vote for it. So would the guy from Michigan. But I'm counting four people there, and you need seven because of Rand Paul, don't you?
Right, we need that's right. We need five more Democrats to vote for it. Either that or four, and Rand. I think Rand Paul is less likely to vote for it than anybody. That, having said that, here's the next one. Remember, there's all this what John Minson gonna call, sorry, nonsense about the premiums going up, 20 to 30% after November 1st for insurance for people that are on the exchanges. Well, that's probably going to happen. It has nothing to do with us extending this Biden, what I call insurance company,
Let me interject here. I agree with you. That's apples and oranges completely, and it's already been voted on and they lost. But they're trying to use the government shutdown as leverage to get that changed. I heard you get, when I was in D.C. last week, a million questions about that. Like, are Republicans negotiating on that point so that this will go away? Explain how negotiation happens in that regard, and are you going to cave on that?
Well, so far nobody has. I mean, one of the probably the greatest miracle of this whole thing is Republicans have remained 100% unified. There's something you thought you'd never hear. Unified on this point, this windfall for insurance companies, Scott, and it's so egregious. You now have people think of this because of this Biden bill that's now been around 5 years. The Democrats all voted for it. No Republicans did. It expires, that this subsidy for insurance companies expires on December 31st, 2025, and it's been that way for 5 years. They made the bill. They set the date, but they want to use it as an excuse to just socialize medicine. People at 700% of the federal poverty level, which is like $225,000, get this subsidy. And for people at about $95,000 a year annual salary, get 100% of their premiums paid for. 12 million people have never made a claim. Like, almost 50% of the people on this program have never made a claim. In other words, about half of them don't even know. They got this without, they got signed up without even knowing they got it.
Yeah, and
The other half are people who don't. It's so absurd.
it
And
is.
I'm mad at everybody that tries to use this as some sort of, it's going to be the Republicans' fault. And shame on the insurance companies, by the way, for taking this windfall. Imagine if you had 12 million people that the insurance companies are getting billions of dollars for not, and they've never made a claim. That is pure, just, that's so greedy. It makes me angry, as you can tell, at corporate America that would even allow this, and much less come and lobby us to give it to them one more time, to make it permanent, you know, also that they can socialize.
But long story short, this is a debate for a different day. Do you negotiate by giving them another vote, bite at the apple?
No. So here's what we'll do. Here's what we've been telling them. We're ready to negotiate. There are even some good ideas for how to phase it out, things like that. Put income caps on it instead of having, you know, people making $250,000 a year getting it. But we'll do that as soon as the government opens. Yeah. This is a clean, continuing resolution that has already passed the House of Representatives. We voted on 13 clean, continuing resolutions from Joe Biden's president.
Please don't.
And no Democrats voted against it.